弟兄姐妹们 ，Happy New Year！
Happy New Year to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主给我们新的一年，让我们能有新的时间、新的恩典来认识神。
Praise be God that He has given us a new chance for a new time to appreciate His grace.
哇，这个翻译真的让我好不适应，已经忘了
下。I'm not used to having a translation.
已经忘了下句要讲什么了。
I'm interrupted and I forgot what I was going to say.
这个疫情搞的。
It's all because of the pandemic.
疫情搞得我们这个脑子越来越不管用。
Sometimes my brain is not working.
这个去年这个三十的时候，我就在想怎么来总结去年一年。
During New Year's Eve, I was thinking about how to conclude this year.
我想到的中国人爱在春节的时候写对联。
We know we have to write poems on New Year's.
所以我就给我自己写了一副对联。
So I wrote a pair of poems for myself.
我写了一年疫情有惊无险。
A year of epidemic, lots of threats, but we all survived.
这边是三针疫苗命悬一线。
And then I also wrote that we had three shots of vaccines and we are still alive.
横批恩典够用。
Because we have God's grace.
因为我想你们大家都知道我这个人对疫苗反应特别的强。
Some of you know I had a great bad reaction to the vaccine.
第二针疫苗的时候，我就差点奄奄一息了。
After the second dose, I almost died.
这个第三针疫苗的时候，真的是这个床都下不了了。
I was bedridden after the third dose.
在那个非常无力的时候
，I had no strength.
无力到了从卧房走到厨房中间都要 take a break.
I took a break walking from the bedroom to the kitchen.
不仅要休息一下而且倒在了沙发上还睡着了。
I took a break and I fell asleep on the sofa.
醒过来已经是下午了。
When I woke up, it was already afternoon.
我在想到 LA 也不过只需要这么多时间而已。
That's how much time it took to get to LA.
所以当人真的是在无力的时候就会思想说
When you have no physical strength
生命的意义到底是什么
You start to think about the meaning of life
在想神给了我们这么多的恩典
God has given us so much grace
在这么严重的疫情中他保守了我们
He has protected us during the epidemic
他到底要我们用这个恩典来做什么
What's the purpose behind all this?
我在准备这一次的讲道的时候，我们想到了这个参孙这个人。
When I was preparing for this sermon, I thought about Samson.
我在想他是一个充满恩典的人。
He was given God's grace.
他的一生，他到底用神的恩典做了什么？
But what did he do with it?
我觉得参孙与他当时的士师们都不太一样。
Samson is somewhat different than the other judges.
当时的士师，他们都是知道他们身负的使命，然后他们都为了那个使命愿意来做努力。
The other judges were aware of their mission and they did their best.
虽然他们都做的并不是很好，我们知道士师记的时候是非常黑暗的。
Even those were the dark times, the judges were by no means perfect.
但是参孙跟他们非常不同。
Samson was rather different.
他跟我们现代人很接近。
He's more like us.
他并不是非常这个对这个士师的职位这么严肃。
He did not pay attention to his responsibilities.
他更在意说他自己的生活品质。
He was more concerned about his life.
所以当我们读参孙的故事的时候
When we examine Samson's life,
我们会觉得说这个故事跟我们很接近。
We can see ourselves in his story.
好像他是一个有血有肉的人，不是一个这个一个虚构的人。
He's more like a flesh and blood rather than a creation of a story.
我们今天就一同的从参孙的身上来看，神的到底要我们怎么来用。
So let's look at the story of Samson and to see what God wants to do with his grace.
圣经中对这个 参生的评对这个对不起，解经家对圣经中参生一生的评价各有不同。
Many commentators have different things to say about Samson.
有的人认为他是一个很成功的士师。
Some people thought that he was a great success.
有人觉得他是一个失败的。
Some thought he is a failure.
我们今天可以在他的生命中，我们来思想什么是成功，什么是失败。
What do we think is was he a success or a failure?
对不起，我忘了拿我的那个 remote.那我们首先来看说，参生他是一个在乱世中被拣选的人。
First, we notice that he was chosen during troubled times.
我们知道刚刚讲到士师记的时候，以色列确实是处在一个黑暗的时期。
This was a dark time during the time of Judges.
那个时候，在参生出生之前，就已经描述了非利士人已经统治了。当时的以色列人四十年的时间。
Before Samson was born, Israelites were already under occupation for 40 years by the Philistines.
想一想，四十年几乎是两代人的时间。
Think about this is over two generations.
所以在这个参生整个的故事中，没有描述以色列人呼求神来救他们。
But never read about how they called out to God.
因为他们已经被非利士人同化了。
So, because they were integrated by the Philistine society,
他们已经习惯了非利士人的统治。
They were used to being under their rule.
他们也没觉得在非利士人统治之下有什么不好。
They didn't experience any particular hardship.
他们跟非利士人混合在一起。
They hang out with the Philistines.
他们也拜非利士人的偶像。
They worship their idols.
当然，他们也拜自己的神。
They worship their own god, of course.
他们也跟非利士人通婚。
They intermarry with Philistines.
更多的时候跟非利士人 party.
They party with them.
因为非利士人好像他们很会 party.
The Philistines were great partiers.
他们愿意顺服非利士人的统治。
They follow their rule.
在参生的故事里面讲到说，他们把参生绑起来送给非利士人。
They handed over Samson to the Philistines.
想一想，参生是神给以色列的士师，要他带领以色列人反抗非利士人。
Think about it. Samson was ordained to be their leader to fight the Philistines.
但是这个以色列人认为说，我们不需要这样的，我们不需要领袖来反抗非利士人。
But first, they didn't think they need a leader to fight the Philistines.
所以我们希望跟非利士人保持和平，我们把我们的领袖绑起来送给他们。
So they wanted to, in order to keep the peace, they just handed over Samson.
可以看出，他们当时对这个非利士人是非常的这个融合，他们并没有有这个任何的。反抗之心。
So they had no conflict with the Philistine rule.
通常信仰都是在迫害中变得坚强。
Your faith is strengthened during time of persecution.
但是在和平中常常就被淡忘了。
But you forget about your faith during time of peace.
在以色列人当时的情形，他们认为他们对自己的日子还挺满意的。
At the time, the Israelites were quite satisfied with their lives.
They didn't
want any changes.
在这样的时候，神他需要一个分别为圣的领袖。
So God needed a holy man to be a leader.
他需要一个人带领以色列人离开非利士的文化。
So he needs someone to lead his people away from the Philistines.
他希望有人带领以色列人回归到一个圣洁的生活中。
He wanted someone to lead them to come back to God.
所以他选择了一个拿细尔人。
That's why he chose a Nazarite.
在这个参生还没有出生的时候，天使就向他的父母预告他的到来。
Before Samson was born, an angel already prophesied to his parents about him.
而且特别的跟他的母亲说，这个孩子要做拿细尔人。
The angel told his mom that Samson will be a Nazarite.
所以在士师记的十三章第七节，他说你要怀孕生一个儿子， 所以清酒浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃，因为这孩子从出胎一直到死，必归神做拿细尔人。
That's why we read in chapter 13, you will be pregnant and have a son. Now then, he will drink no wine or other fermented drinks, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from the womb until the day of his death.
拿细尔人的约是在民数记第六章，在律法中就有清楚的规定。
We read about the Nazarite vow in the book of Leviticus.
讲到说他们有特别几项要求，要他们来分别为圣。
There are several regulations about the Nazarite to distinguish them.
第一个讲到说酒不能喝，所有葡萄做的葡萄汁也不能吃，葡萄所有葡萄的东西都不能碰。
They could not drink or eat any products of grape, such as wine.
所以他们是在这个圣洁的饮，这个洁净的饮食上面更加一层的要求。
That's the additional requirement for them to be consecrated.
要他们的这个意志完全归神管理。
So their will is under the control of this Holy Spirit of God.
然后讲到说他们不可碰死尸。
They cannot touch a dead body.
这表明说他们不能参加任何的葬礼。
They could not attend any funerals.
如果这个期间他们家人、父母或者兄弟姊妹去世的话，他们都不能去他们的葬礼。
If any family members have died, he could not attend the funeral.
你知道，对于以色列人、对于犹太人来说，葬礼是一件非常重大的事情。
A funeral is an important event among the Israelites.
比有时候比婚礼还热闹。
Even more festive than a wedding.
但是神要他们在这件事情上显露他们分别为圣的榜样。
In this one matter, they have to be separated and distinguished.
最后要在他们的身体上有一个记号，就是他们的头发不可以剃掉。
And they need to have a sign, that is to say, they never get a haircut.
这个我们现在想象不出来，我们这边大概能坚持一年不剪头发的都很少。
But we can't think about that these days. We get a haircut quite frequently.
我不知道40年不剪头发，要一辈子不剪头发会是什么样子。
I don't know what happened if you never get a haircut for 40 years.
但是这是神对他们拿细尔人在你的外表上，你要与人不同。
That's how the Nazarites are distinguished and their external as an external sign.
但是我们知道拿细尔人他们的一个这个最重要的中心就是他们要分别出来，与这个世界分别出来，他们要专门归主所用。
So what's the most important focus? They need to be separated from the rest of the world.
我们知道，这个圣洁的意思就是分别的意思。
To be holy means to be separated.
你不一定，这个圣洁的东西不一定很特别，很贵重。
A holy object is not necessarily very expensive.
我们知道在圣殿中所用的东西全部都是要圣洁。
Everything used in the temple is holy.
不是说圣殿里面的什么剪刀铲子跟外面的不一样，或者他们特别的贵重。
That's not to say all the objects in the temple is more expensive or more precious.
而是他们只能用在圣殿中，他们不可以用在其他的场合。
Rather, they're designated a purpose to be used in the temple only.
所以神拣选参孙有一个重要的意义。
So there's an emphasis in God's choice in Samson.
就是要他带领以色列人和世界迦南人分开来。
He must lead his people to be separated from the Canaanites.
因为四十年的时间足以让他们失去了神子民的这个身份。
After 40 years, they have lost their designation as God's people.
他们已经开始忘记，他们认为他们跟迦南人是一样的。
They now relate to the Canaanites. They think they're one of them.
所以神要参孙来做这个事师，为的就是以色列人分别为圣，归神所用。
That's the main purpose to choose Samson as the judge, so the Israelites are separated from the surrounding people.
这是神的心意。我们看
That's the heart of God.
我们看看参孙是怎么样来对待神的这个旨意的。
But what's the heart of Samson?
我想参生的母亲一定是告诉了他所有神所告诉他母亲的事情。
I'm sure Samson's mother related everything she has heard from God.
但是参生他跟我们现代人有点像。
But Samson is like us today.
他是参生是从他母亲那里知道神的心意。
He may have learned from his mother the will of God.
我们现代人是神给了我们一本圣经告诉我们神的心意是什么。
But today we can read God's will from the scripture.
我们看到参生的这个生命中他相信神但是他一直希望说跟神保持一点距离。
Even though Samson believed in God, he wanted to keep a distance.
他知道神希望他成为什么样的人。
God, he knows what God wants him to be.
但是他不想放弃他自己的快乐。
But he did not wish to surrender his own thoughts.
跟我们有不有点像？
Isn't that like us?
神，我们知道神要我们在这个世上怎么来活出他的形象来。
We know what God wants us to do in this world.
但是我们也不太想放弃我们自己的快乐。
But we do not wish to surrender our own happiness or desires.
所以这个参生的故事马上告诉我们，他说后来这个妇人生了一个儿子，给他起名参生。孩子长大了，耶和华赐福于他。
So we read that the woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew up and the Lord blessed him.
我们看到神是守约的神。
God is a God of covenant.
他拣选了参生，所以他按照他的约，他赐福于他。
God chose Samson and according to his promise, he blessed him.
神能给人最好的东西就是他的灵。
What God can give us the best is his own will, his own presence.
所以在参生的生命中，圣经提到四次，神的灵大大的感动他。
We read four times the Spirit of God was with Samson.
因为神拣选他，给了他神的灵，让他能做到人做不出来的事情。
Because of this, Samson could perform supernatural deeds.
所以帮助参生能够超越他自己肉体的限制。
In order to surpass the limits of his own abilities.
神是希望他在荣耀神的时候，他自己也得到荣耀。
So, God will be glorified in everything he does.
但是我们知道参生他不拒绝神的这个礼物。
Even though Samson did not reject the supernatural power.
他也愿意按照神所说的来接受这个礼物。
He accepted this gift.
但是他还是要继续过他世上的快乐日子。
But he continued to lead a life of his own pleasure.
所以我们看到参生成年过后做的一件事情，他就下到亭拿，在那里看见一个女子，是一个非利士人的女儿。参生就对他父母说，愿你给我娶那女子，因我喜悦她。
So when Samson grew up, we read that he went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she pleases me well.
我们看到参生他一生都是以他自己的喜悦为中心。
Samson always acted on his own desire.
神给他的祝福，如果能够帮助他满足他自己的心意，他很愿意要。
He's happy to accept God's blessing if it suits his own purpose.
但是如果要他放弃或者牺牲自己的生活来满足这个神的心意的时候，他觉得是太离谱。
But he is no mood to sacrifice his own desire for God's desire.
所以他是一个要神的祝福，但是不要为神牺牲的人。
He wants God's blessing, but he does not wish to sacrifice himself.
我们知道他在亭拿，他到了葡萄园，他参加婚宴，他吃那个死的狮子里面的蜜。
He went to Timnah and had a great party.
他一口气把他的拿撒勒，不是拿撒勒，这个一口气把他的拿细尔人的约破坏了90%。
He violated most of his Nazarite vow.
只有一样。他的没有剪他的头发。
The only thing he didn't do was get a haircut.
不知道那是因为他想守约呢，还是他觉得那个 style 比较不一样，能出众一点。
I don't know if he just wanted to keep that vow or he liked the style of having a long hair.
我们看到贪生他想一个与神 保持一个最佳距离。
So he wanted to keep a distance from God.
既能够有神的祝福又不要牺牲自己的快乐。
He wants just enough blessing without sacrificing his own desires.
就是我们现代人说的脚踏两只船。
So he's riding on the fence.
我们觉得说我们可以保持平衡。
We try to balance our lives.
但是圣经告诉我们说我们跟神的关系不可能是能够与世界保持平衡。
But the Bible tells us we must choose the world and the God.
因为主耶稣说过我们一个人无法侍奉两个主。
Jesus told us that we cannot worship two masters.
但是我们很多人都在这个平衡中。
But many of us try to do both.
我们在参生的生命中发现了当我们与神的关系不进则退。
We realize from Samson's stories that if we're not close to God, we get further away from God.
因为跟随神就是一个逆水行舟。
If you follow God, you must choose a side.
你没有办法保持平衡。
You cannot just stay where you are.
那我们看到他生命中有很多的故事，这个是他最后与他那个腓力士的妓女大力拉的这个一段交谈。
We read many stories about Samson, but we come to this conversation between Samson and his prostitute girlfriend, Delilah.
Samson 一直认为人生就是一场游戏。
Samson thought life was just a play.
他觉得没有什么责任，也没有什么后果。
He felt no responsibilities or consequences.
跟我们现代人的想法真的很像。
It's kind of our modern thinking today.
他觉得婚姻没什么，也就想接就接，想离就离。
He felt getting married is not a promise.
他觉得说我们所有的事情都可以是一个玩笑。
Everything is like a joke to him.
所以当这个大力拉来跟这个参生问他说我怎么知你告诉我 你身上能有这样巨大的力量的这个秘诀是什么的时候。
So when Delilah asked him, where is the source of your supernatural power?
参生觉得说那我们就开开玩笑。
Samson was just want to joke with her.
他并不觉得说这个力量是神给他的一个特别的恩赐一个礼物。
He didn't think this was a serious gift from God.
所以当这个他喜欢这个妓女他想讨这个妓女的欢心的时候。
When he wanted to please Delilah.
然后他又不想。又不想放弃神的祝福的时候
But he did not want to surrender God's blessing.
怎么样他就说一个谎
So what he should do, he just lied about it.
他说、哦、但你们就用七条未干的青绳子捆绑我我就软弱的和别人一样
He said that if you just bind me with seven fresh bowstrings, I would be as weak as an ordinary man.
然后第二天他就发现自己被七条青绳子绑住了
And then he found that he was bound with seven fresh bowstrings.
但是他一震，他一用力，那绳子对他一点用处都没有。
But those strings had no effect on him.
他觉得很好玩。
He thought it was just comical.
看到那些腓力士人傻乎乎的在那里，怎么看到七条绳子完全没绑住他
？He was just mocking the Philistines who tried to bind him.
啊，他觉得说，我这个玩笑开成功了。
No, that was a great joke, he thought.
接着我们看到这个。撒旦对人的攻击不会停止在那里。
We can see that Satan continued to attack him.
在这里我们看到说他的仇敌腓力士人对他的这个攻击也不会停止在那里。
Likewise, the Philistines will also continue to attack him.
又利用他的这个女人来问他。
Delilah once again came to ask him about the same question.
那参生第一次觉得很好玩，我们就再来玩一次。
And he gladly responded.
他说：“哦，你上一次听错了，我你的国语不标准。我是说的心神，不是青神。”他说：“你要用七条没有用过的心神来帮我。”
He replied, well, I didn't mean to say fresh bows. I meant to say new ropes. That's what you should have used.
Okay. 第二天发现自己又被新绳绑住了。
The next day, he realized he was bound with new ropes, just as he instructed.
当然他一站起来，那个绳子又脱掉了。
So of course, those things have no effect on him either.
哈，他觉得他又成功了，高兴得不得了。
He was laughing so hard, he had another great joke.
那当第三次来的时候，我们看到这个诱惑，这个攻击让这个参僧越来越靠近那个他能力来源真实的地方了。
But the temptation continued to come, and closer and closer he was going to tell them about the real source of his power.
第三次这个女人来问他的时候，他说什么？他说用七条发揪和纬线同织就可以了，已经到了头发了。
Now the third time he instructed Delilah to bind his hair.
我们看见当我们认为神的话是一个不足以重视的事情的时候，
When we do not pay attention to the seriousness of God's word,
我们越来越慢慢的就在远离。
Gradually, we become further and further away from God.
越来越靠近那个危险的地带。
And becomes very dangerous.
所以当参僧这一次跟这个大力拉讲过，第二天早上起来，头发又被绑住了。
And the next day, his hair was bound.
然后他当然一阵又脱掉了。
Of course, he survived that.
我不知道当你们读到这儿的时候，你们在想参僧是不是傻瓜啊？
When we read to this part, do you feel that Samson was somewhat foolish?
他难道不知道这个女的想杀他啊？
Doesn't he know the purpose behind Delilah's questions?
我们看参僧的这个做的事情，他好像不傻。
It didn't seem like he was that dumb.
他的知道怎么对付非利士人。
He was a great military strategist.
他怎么在这个女人面前就像傻子一样的？
Well, how did he turn into jello before a woman?
我想他以为他在开别人玩笑，我看别人已经觉得别人在玩笑他。
He thought he was making jokes, but he was the butt of all jokes.
我想这个参僧他跟这个大力拉在一起，是因为他非常喜欢这个大力拉的美貌。
I'm sure he really liked Delilah. She was beautiful.
大力拉就是用这一点来控制参僧。
And that's how Delilah controlled Samson.
这就是一个罪来控制人的方式。
This is how sin controls us.
一个吸毒的人，他很爱毒品。
An addicted person is addicted to his drugs.
谁给他毒品，他愿意为那个人什么事情都放弃。
He's willing to do anything for his supplier.
当我们看到这个参僧跟大力拉在一起的，大力拉一次一次的来问他这样怎么来抓住他。
When we read that Delilah asked him the same questions again and again.
参僧就一步一步的接近那个真实的答案。
Gradually, Samson surrendered to this temptation.
到最后，我们看到参僧告诉了他那个事实，就是若剃了我的头发，我的力气就离开我，我便软弱的像别人一样了。
Eventually, Samson coughed up the truth that if you cut my hair, I will lose my power.
你觉得参僧认为说第二天他的头发会在吗？
What would he expect to happen the next day?
那他为什么要告诉大力拉这个答案？
So why did he tell Delilah the truth?
因为他自己本人可能都不相信他的力量在他头发里。
Maybe he didn't even believe that his strength came from his hair.
他可能他的母亲跟他讲过，他也没剪过头发，他觉得说可能是在头发里，可能也不在头发里。他想我，对不起，我忘了还有翻译。
Maybe his mother told him this, but he wasn't sure.
你想一次又一次的这个绳子啊，什么发揪啊，最后都没有拦住他。他可能认为这个力量就是在我身上。
Maybe he came to believe that he had the power.
就算没有头发，我还是一样的有力量。
Regardless what happened, I always have this power.
所以。他就把答案告诉他了。
So he gave the answer to Delilah.
悲剧就发生了。
And tragedy ensued.
我们看到在这里16章20节讲到说，参僧从睡中醒来，心里说我要像从前几次出去活动身体，他却不知道耶和华已经离开了他。非利士人将他拿住，挽了他的眼睛，带他下到加沙，用铜链拘锁他，他就在监狱，在监中推磨。
So we read in chapter 16, Samson woke up from his sleep and said in his heart, I want to go out and exercise. He didn't know what the Lord had left him. The Philistines took him, gouged out his eyes, took him down to Gaza, where he was arrested with a copper chain, and he was tortured in prison.
这是参僧一生中最大的悲剧。
It was a tragic end to his life.
他既不知道神与他同在，也不知道神离开了他。
He wasn't aware that God was with him, and he wasn't aware that God left him.
他一再的游戏人生，他觉得他自己能够控制人生。
He thought life was a play that was under his own control.
当然，我们今天的人知道圣灵不会离开我们。
We know today that the Holy Spirit never leaves us.
但是，当我们一再的忽略圣灵的带领
，But if we ignore the leading of the Holy Spirit,
到了一点，圣灵他会任凭我们去犯罪。
At some point, the Holy Spirit would let us do what we want.
这就是罗马书里面讲到的，当人一再的背离神，神就任凭人去在罪中。
That's what we read in Romans, that when we continue to disobey God, God will leave us to our own device.
那我们看到，参僧是一点一点的靠近那个危险的地方。
Gradually, Samson is closer to the precipice.
最终他失去了神给他的这个特别的祝福。
Finally, he lost the superpower that God gave him.
但是如果参僧只是普通的人，他的故事可能在那里就结束了。
If Samson was an ordinary man, his story could have ended right then.
但是参僧是一个神拣选的人，他是一个与神有约的人。
But God has a covenant with him.
所以神不会背约，虽然人背弃神。
Even though Samson had disobeyed God, God does not leave him.
所以当参僧在这个狱中的时候，当他真正的这个醒悟到他自己所失去的时候，他并没有真正失去神。
So when Samson was in prison and realized he has lost his power,He also realized he did not lose his God.
故事告诉我们，他在狱中的时候，他的头发又慢慢的长起来了。
The Bible tells us that his hair slowly grew back.
这不是参僧的功劳。
It was not his work.
神是守约的。
God kept his promise.
只要我们愿意回转。
As long as we are willing to turn back to God.
神随时愿意再一次接受我们。
God would take us back.
所以16章28节讲到说，参僧求告耶和华，说主耶和华，求你眷顾我，神啊，求你赐我这一次的力量，使我在非利士人身上报那挽我双眼的仇。
That's what we read that Samson prayed to the Lord, Sovereign God, remember me, please God, strengthen me just once more, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes.
这是参僧，当他被非利士人拉到他们的 party 中间的时候。
So when Samson was dragged into their party,
他们希望让参僧表演一下力气，在作为他们游戏时候的祷告。
He prayed because the Philistines wanted him to be part of the game.
我们知道参僧最后的故事就是他抱住了那两个大的柱子。
So we read that he held on to two.Great pillars.
他做的，这是他在他最后那一刻所做的这个祷告。
That was his last prayer.
那我们看到说，在这里参僧的改变是他的眼睛，他的肉眼看不见了，但是他心灵的眼睛看见神了。
So we can see that he has lost his sight, but in the eyes of his spirit, he could see God.
因为现在神不再只是一个神而已。而是主耶和华。
So God is not a mere God, but rather the Lord of his life.
我们知道对以色列人来说，耶和华就是代表着与他们有约的神。
God, Jehovah God is the God of their covenant.
他在放一个主在前面，表示是我生命的主。
God is the Lord of their lives.
所以现在的参生，他知道他跟神是有这样亲密的关系的人。
So finally, Samson realized there's an intimate relationship with God.
这是他一生在使用神所给他的礼物的时候，从来没有想到与神之间的那个关系。
He has never appreciated this relationship.
我们知道说，罪可以阻挡我们得到神的祝福。
Sin is the barrier from God's blessing.
罪的定义就是我们看重自己的欲望，过于我们看重神的心意。
The definition of sin is that we focus on our own desires rather than the will of God.
参生他一生都在追求满足自己的欲望。
All his life, Samson pursued his own desires.
所以神的祝福在他身上并没有完成这个祝福当做的事情。
So God's blessing never fulfilled its true purpose.
直到他最后这一刻。
Until the last moment of his life.
参生说，再给我一次力量。
Samson asked for one more chance.
好，这一次，神，你的敌人就是我的敌人。
He said that your enemy is my enemy.
你既然拣选我要来这个对付非利士人，今天就让我一起国仇家恨一起报了。
You chose me to fight the Philistines, so let me seek this revenge today, personally and for our country.
那我们看到，神是永远给人再一次机会的神。
God always gives us a second chance.
这个参生的故事不是要告诉我们说人到底可以多软弱。
This is not a story about the limit of our weakness.
要告诉我们神是多信实。
But it's a story about God's faith.
不是要告诉我们说参生的失败。
We are talking about the failure of Samson.
而是要告诉我们人的这个背力不能阻挡神的旨意。
But to remind us that our will cannot be stand in the way of God's purpose.
人不珍惜神给我们的祝福。
If we ignore God's blessing,
我们人自己在完成神旨意的时候就得不到祝福。
Even if we think we have followed God's will, we will not be blessed.
因为我们自己没有被神改变。
Because we have not been changed.
所以当参生他虽然在死的时候杀的非利士人比他活的时候还多。
So Samson killed more Philistines at his death than during his life.
但是他也同时付上了自己的生命。
But he also died.
神他赦免人，但是人必须为自己的行为负责。
God was willing to accept Samson, but he must pay a consequence.
我们看到神给了他力量，但是神没有把他的眼睛给他回来。
God restored his power, but did not restore his sight.
所以对于一个瞎眼的人，他要杀这些非利士人，唯一的方法就是与他们同归于尽。
For a blind man to kill these Philistines, he must die himself.
这神并不想看到的这个结果。
This is not what God had in mind.
神希望能够除掉罪，但是不要在除掉罪的时候毁灭人。
God did not wish to destroy us.
神希望我们借着救恩与罪分离。
God wants us to accept His grace and to be separated from sin.
当他再一次回来的时候，他要在这个全地除灭所有的罪。
When Jesus Christ returns, He will wipe out sin from our lives.
但他却希望人人得救。
But He wants you to live, to all be saved.
神给了我们生命这样的恩典。
This is His grace.
又给了我们新的一年的
时间。He has given us a new year, a new time.
我们当怎样来使用这个恩典？
How should we respond?
我们当怎样来使用我们的每一天？
How can we spend each every day?
这是神给我们每一个人的新年挑战。
This is a challenge that God has given us in the new year.
希望我们从参生的生命中学到这样的功课。
I pray that we have learned this lesson from the life of Samson.
不要浪费神给我们的恩典。
Let's not waste God's grace.
当我们还有生命的时候，让我们在生命中能够跟随神。
while we're still here on earth, follow God.
用恩典来满足自己的欲望。
God's blessing is not used to satisfy our own desires.
用神给我们的恩典来完成神的旨意。
But rather to fulfill His will.
让我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，在这个新年的第一个主日里，主你用你的话语再一次来教导我们，我们是何等蒙福的人。主，你给我们平安健康，在这个疫情天灾人祸的时候，你保守我们能够坐在主你的殿中。主，求你给我们这样的信心，让我们知道怎样来使用你的恩典，让你的恩典能够在带吸引世人来跟随你，让我们成为你恩典的出口，让人从我们身上看到那赐恩典的神。主，求你在这个新的一年里保守我们，在恩典中能靠着你来跟随主你走那合你心意的道路。感谢主，我们这样的祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。